Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're going to start off today's Waxy's Dargle show with some music by the Celtic Kitchen Party, a fine six-piece party band from Kingston, Ontario, that's been performing for about 10 years now. As we come to the end of 1 year and prepare to welcome in the new year, here's the Celtic Kitchen Party with their arrangement of Robbie Burns's Auld Lang Syne here on 101.5.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot? And the days of old lang syne. For old lang syne, my friend. For old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness. For the sake of old lang
dancing to the Kaylee Band. Dancing to the Kaylee Band. We're going back to Brosnan to dance to the Kaylee Band. Around the house and mind the dresser. Clare and Galway girls can dance the polka. Clare and Galway girls, they dance the polka. Heel to heel and toe to toe. Around and around and around it goes. And here we go. Dancing to the Kaylee Band. Dancing to the Kaylee Band. We're going back to Brosnan to dance to the Kaylee Band.
Thank you. what would life be?
So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me.
That was Alan Doyle, who was born on May 17, 1969, and Alan was the lead vocalist for Newfoundland's Great Big Sea for some 20 years. We heard a song from his newest six-track EP, Back to the Harbor. We heard Alan's Celtified arrangement of an Everly Brothers song called Let It Be Me. In front of Alan Doyle, we heard a band from Ireland called The Bucks, a band that featured the musical talents of Ron Cavanaugh, Terry Woods, and Ilan Piper, Paddy Keenan. The Bucks were a short-lived outfit, but I feel that this album was one of the finest original traditional albums of the 1990s. We heard the title track to their only album from 1994. It was called Dancin' to a Cayley Band. Start off today's Waxy's Dargo Show with Kingston, Ontario's The Celtic Kitchen Party with their arrangement of Robbie Burns' Auld Lang Syne. It was based on a poem that Burns first wrote back in 1788. And this track comes from an album titled The Last Call that The Celtic Kitchen Party released last year. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle. And you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Getting back to some more music up next, a song by the Full Moon Ensemble, a fine Florence, Alabama band featuring the lead vocals of Allison King. And we're going to hear the Full Moon Ensemble's arrangement of a song based on another poem written by Robbie Burns. This poem was written back in 1791 and was set to music by Jonathan Spillman in 1837 under the title of Flow Gently, Sweet Afton. The Full Moon Ensemble here on 101.5.
Flow gently, sweet afton, among thy green braes. Flow gently, I'll sing thee a song. Sleep by thy murmuring stream. Flow gently, sweet Afton, disturb not her dream. Thou stock dove whose echo resounds through the glen, ye wild whistling blackbirds in yon flocks and my Mary, sweet cotton, my eye.
burning light of dawn. In the stillness of the morning, he held her close, he kissed her eyes. Under a blanket of living skies, they were lovers all through school. They'd always been together, and on her hand a golden ring, within which said forever. But a young man's heart is brave, and the same brave boy she wed has gone away in uniform and sleeps in a soldier's bed. By the colors of the east, in the blazing light of morning, she dreamed of lands in a sweet sunrise, and him in a land of living skies. So when the reverend came to call, she did not need to answer. She knew he'd met with his demise and gone to the land of the living skies. She put on her good clothes. She stood out on the rise. She called his name aloud, and these were his replies. No more anger here, nor is there cause for mourning. In the untamed wheat and the feral rice, here in the land of the living skies. Grieve not, for we who live in the amber dawn of morning, in the untamed wheat and the feral rice, here in the land of the living skies, here in the land of the living skies, here in the land of the living skies. Thank you.
That was the Irish super Celtic folk group Planxty, made up of Donal Looney, Andy Irvin, Christy Moore, and Liam O'Flynn on the Inland Pipes. We heard a medley of three traditional reels that included the Achonry Lasses, the Old Wheels of the World, and the Spike Island Lasses. And this comes from a best-of album called Between the Jigs and the Reels, a retrospective that was released back in 2016. In front of Planxty was Dry Bones, a folk music power trio from Winnipeg made up of Leonard Podolak, J.D. Edwards, and Nathan Rogers. This track was a song called Living Skies that featured the lead vocals of Nathan Rogers, who also wrote that song. And this track comes from Dry Bones' self-titled debut album from 2011. And at the top of that set, from Florence, Alabama, featuring the vocals of Allison King, we heard the Full Moon Ensemble with a song called Sweet Afton. And this track comes from an album titled The Road to Drumlamin that the Full Moon Ensemble released back in 1998. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be right back with some more music, so if you can, try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Queued up next, some new music by the English folk duo of John Spears and John Bowden. Spears plays the melodeon and concertina, while Bowden sings and plays fiddle and guitar. It's been some 13 years since the duo released an album of new material. Their newest recording, which they released late last year, is titled Fallow Ground. And from the new album, we're going to hear a lively medley of two self-penned tunes. The first one is called Bailey Hill, and the second one is Witten Clumps. Spears and Bowden here on 101.5. Thank you.
farewell to you, old Ireland, since I must go away. I now shake hands and bid goodbye, and can no longer stay. Our big ship lies in deep log file, bound for the New York shore. And I must go from all I know, and lovely morning more. That little town encircled round with many's the grove and hill, where lads and lasses they do meet for pleasure, there's the pool. Through spring hill braes and flowery fields, where oft I've wandered old, and by my side was the girl I loved, the rose of morn. Sad the blackbirds play, and loud and high the thrushes cry on a long bright summer's day. And as I sat down to cry me fill, the tears come trickling down, for in the morning I must leave you, my own dear town. Kind friends, I'll bid you all goodbye, I can no longer stay. Our big ship sails tomorrow, and it's time I was away. So fill your glasses to the brim, and toast with one loud roar. Sing in praise of spring hill braes and lovely morning moon.
Interstellar burst, I'm back to save you.
That was The Fretless, a June award-winning Canadian string quartet made up of three fiddlers, along with a cello player. The Fretless's music melds the worlds of Canadian folk and chamber music into their own unique sounds. We heard the group's arrangement of Radiohead's Airbag, a track that also featured the soprano voice of the Wailing Jennies' Ruth Moody as a special guest vocalist. This track comes from the Fretless's self-titled second album from 2014. The band currently includes Cornel Zawitski, Trent Freeman, and Ben Plotnick on fiddles, along with cello player Eric Wright. In front of the Fretless, we heard Patrick Street, a band that was first launched back in 1986. We heard a song called The Braes of Money Moore, a track that comes from Patrick Street's second album, released back in 1988. On this album, the lineup featured the vocals of Andy Irvin, along with fiddler Kevin Burke, Jackie Daly, and Artie McGlynn. And before Patrick Street, we heard England's John Spears and John Bowden with a medley of two tunes, Bailey Hill and Whittenham Clumps, a track from their brand new album, which is titled Fallow Ground. Grace Petrie is a fine English folk singer, songwriter, and guitarist. She comes from Leicester in the East Midlands region of England. We're going to hear a track from her new ninth studio album. It's called Connectivity. The song that Grace wrote is titled The Last Man on Earth, here on 101.5.
Another Friday night when your plan A has fallen through. A Tinder date that sounded great was too good to be true, I guess. Besides love of adventure, sense of humour, zest for life, he just forgot to mention the new baby or the wife. Yeah, what a dick. But there's no need to be lonesome when you've got the next best thing. So you block him on your socials and you give me a ring and say you're in need of some sympathy, some sushi and Netflix. You know I'm always free for dinner when they bail on you at six, and I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. You won't choose me over the last man on earth. And how am I back here again? I've learned so many times that I've run out of melodies and I've run out of rhymes, and I know this way lies insanity. I've seen it all before, but I know next time you need me, I'll be right there at your door, and I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. You won't choose me over the last man on earth. After all the chasing, when you're tiring of this life, you pick the least worst option and consent to be his wife. I'll plan the hen do in Chicago. I will be there at the altar, and you can be my Santiago. If I can't be your Peralta, but I can be the best I can. I can be the best I can. I can be the best I can. And you still won't choose me over the last. at last orders. We've both had too much to drink, and you look at me for too long in a way that makes me think you sometimes wish that things were different. And it sometimes makes you sad that I treat you better than the best boyfriend you've ever had. And I can be the best I can. I can be the best I can. I can be the best I can. But you still won't choose me over the last man. And I can be the best I can. I will be the best I can. I can be the best I can. But you won't choose me over the last man. And I can be the best I can. I will be the best I can. I will be the best I can. And you won't choose me. Darling, don't you know you'll never lose me. Not to the last man. And I can be the best I can.
Do grow high, and the leaves they do grow green. The time is long past, love, that you and I have seen. It's a cold winter's night, you and I must bide alone. My bonny lad is young, but he's growing, growing. Oh, my bonny lad is young, but he's growing. Oh, father, dear father, you've done me much wrong. You've married me to a boy, and I fear he is too young. Oh, daughter, dear daughter, if you stay at home with me, a lady you shall be while he is growing, growing. Oh, a lady you shall be while he's growing. We'll send him off to college, or for a year or two. Perhaps then, my love, to a man he will grow. I'll buy you white ribbons for to tie around his waist, so the lady shall know that he's married. Married, so the lady shall all know that he's married. At the age of 16, well, he was a married man. At the age of 17, a father to a son. At the age of 18, love, his grave was growing green. And so she saw the end of his growing, growing. And so she saw the end of his growing. My love, a shroud of the holland, oh so fine. And every stitch I put in it, the tears come trickling down. Oh, I once had a sweetheart, but now I've never won. Farewell, my own true love, for growing, growing.
That was some new music from England's The Memory Band, featuring the lead vocals of Nancy Wallace. We heard The Memory Band's arrangement of a popular British traditional song called The Trees They Do Grow High. The song's subject matter includes loss of innocence, early death, and grief. And this song can be found on The Memory Band's brand new sixth album. It's titled Colors. In front of The Memory Band, we heard Lester's Grace Petrie with The Last Man on Earth, a song from her new ninth studio album, which is titled Conductivity. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Dervish, a popular traditional Celtic band that was first formed back in 1989 in Ireland's the County Sligo. We're going to hear a track from Dervish's debut album, The Boys of Sligo, that was released in 1990, just before Roscommon's Kathy Jordan joined the Boys as the band's lead vocalist. We're going to hear a track called The Donegal Set that includes a medley of three reels, Paddy's Trip to Scotland, The New Rigged Ship, and Larry Redican's Bow. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again, here on 101.5, here's Dervish. Bye for now.